Abraham, we're going to talk about today because he's such an amazing person for 9 million reasons. But one of my favorites is this pattern that we see in the book of Genesis, where it begins with a simple principle that God basically told Abraham, I want you to go that way. And he went that way. And in the book of Hebrews, it says, not knowing where he was going. All he knew is that God said, go over there. So he went. He was not, what my father would say, he was no spring chicken when this happened. And for the next 25 years, God makes promises to him that get increasingly intense and generous. The promises get bigger and bigger, but nothing seems to happen. And today, in our first reading, we heard God saying, he's now moved from at the beginning, I'm going to make you a father, to you're going to be the father of many nations. I will make you exceedingly fertile. Abraham had one child with his wife. And that one child had 12 boys. Good Lord. And then at the point where we get to Joseph and his brothers moving to Egypt during the famine, there were 76 Jews alive on the whole earth. And yet, God fulfilled what he said he would do. And I think this is perfect reflection for us as we creep up on Holy Week, because again, we know the end of the story, but who would look at this and say, that's a win? That's a win. In the end, Jesus is arguing with the Pharisees, and he's talking about apples, and they're talking about oranges. But it all comes back to this very simple idea, simple to say. We do not have God's mind. We do not think like the Lord. And it's not for us to bend God to fit our understanding. It is up to us to ask God to heal our understanding to be more like his. It is up to us to trust that when the Lord says this is happening, it's happening. It still looks like bread when we're done, but we know it is so much more than bread. And we can apply this to every area of our life, suffering we don't understand, circumstances we don't understand. Can we trust Jesus' promise that he is always with us and that he will return? So as we receive our Lord in the Eucharist, we ask him to heal our minds and to strengthen our trust so that we take on the mind and the heart of our Lord by his grace and not try to change God to be like our understanding. Amen? Amen. Okay.